the Tom Likas Show.
It's tart, it's sweet, it's wet, it's what is it?
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank,
it's a pineapple. Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. Here we are. It's you. It's me. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And we are so happy to have you, and we are so happy to have in studio our guest for this bonus hour that we do every Tuesday. It is divorce attorney Adam Sachs.
Tom.
Divorce attorney Adam Sachs, because he is here to talk about family law this hour. Adam.
Hey, so much to talk about this hour. I don't know where to start.
I know. Let's start with that that Passaic, New Jersey.
Yeah, no avoiding it, huh?
$338 million in Powerball. It's one of the biggest lottery payouts in the history of the world.
Well, you know, Tom, I don't know if you saw the little subtext to this, but apparently he's pissed most of it away. Did you notice that?
Well, what's happening is I'm guessing that the ex-girlfriend and her attorney have hired a forensic accountant, and they can't find the money. Does
yes.
that mean it's been pissed away?
No doubt. I think there's some statistic that most people that win lotteries are broke within 2 years or something like that.
Right.
But in any case, windfall or not, here is a great example of a very greedy cunt, okay, who was his girlfriend, apparently, and she's got a restraining order against him, and all of a sudden she remembers all that sweet love as soon as he wins the big lottery. And the worst part, Tom, and this is worth noticing, is that if actually she had been married to him, she would be entitled to half of it. And
right.
I can't figure that out for the life of me. How is that exactly? How does the law say that? It makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. I win the lottery, or I work on something, and I make all this money, and my wife gets half automatically.
Well,
I find that fascinating.
And again, you know I don't agree with it, but let me tell you what I perceive to be the explanation for it. The explanation is that your finances have merged,
right,
and that every dollar in your pocket is a dollar that you both are entitled to, that you both presumably earned.
Well, how did she help him win the lottery? I don't get that part.
Well, again, I agree with you. I'm just telling you the explanation that I always hear when I say how outrageous it is that women think they deserve half of that.
It also reinforces what you always say, these guys that say, well, I'm never going to have anything, so I don't need a prenup, you know? Well, how do you know?
Right.
You might literally win $300 million, and you're going to really be glad you had that prenup that cost you a few thousand way back when. Isn't that right, Gustavo?
No.
But anyway.
God.
Oh, sorry. What was I thinking?
Oh, my.
All right.
Oh, my.
Oh, speaking of Hammer Time, Tom, the very talented Mike Timpson and I made the official takeout Adam Sachs style.
Oh, you did?
I would like to share it with everyone if he can press
all
the right button.
All right, let's hear it.
I hate you. I'm taking you for everything you've got, and you'll never see your kids again.
Does this sound familiar to you?
Hammer Time.
How is that? So that's ready for listeners to start requesting or whatever.
All right. Very good. When they ask to be taken out Adam Sachs style, that's what they're going to get.
Yeah,
I hate you. I'm taking you for everything you've got, and you'll never see your kids again.
Does this sound familiar to you?
Hammer Time.
So, my thoughts for this week, Tom. By the way, a preview.
Is that the younger you right there that we just heard
with the girl?
Really high, squeaky voice?
I hate you. I'm taking you for everything you've got, and you'll never see your kids again.
Does this sound familiar to you?
That's me.
That's you. That's what I'm saying.
Who else is it going to be?
Oh, you're 14? What are you doing?
Oh, stop. Man. See what I got to put up with here, Tom.
Your ball's finally dropped. That's good.
See what they do to me when you're not here, man. Anyway, the bottom line, by the way, the little preview of next week, Tom, this is a little field work I did, but I know how much you love Costco, Tom, and I was in Costco just the other day, and I bought the pocket DUI keychain meter or whatever.
Yes.
So we're going to pass it around and have you guys give it a blow and see what it says. It's a little battery. It wasn't bad. It was $25, so next
really?
Week. And you saw I brought the Coulter doll, so that was also critical.
Yes, the Coulterthal. Yeah, that you of course own one of the originals, and you know one of our listeners actually found one on Amazon.com and bought it.
That was me.
They don't want George to act preemptively to stop an attack on America. But if there's an attack on America, they'll complain, why didn't he do anything?
There you go. If you press her her stomach, it does that. So anyway, Tom.
Yes.
This is something that guys don't realize, and this might be a slight takeaway from some of the things we were talking about. I really have two themes today, but one of them, which I really want to talk about, is something called PAS. That's parental alienation syndrome. And what is really fascinating is that this is something very counterintuitive. You know, when you have a child with a woman, you think that this is going to be this big connection between the two of you, you know. But we've shown and we've seen this again and again that basically there really is no man that a woman hates as much as the man she's had children with. And some of the things that you talk about, Tom, where when you were dating the woman, she thought you were so funny and so terrific, and, you know, even your mess was cute. But then after, you know, you're with her and she moves in, now it's all criticism. Well, Tom, you haven't even scratched the surface. Once you have a child, then you are the biggest loser, idiot, moron, unhelpful, etc. in the universe.
Thankfully, I don't know anything about that.
Well, it makes the other one look relatively small by comparison. And there's this man, Tom, that exists in Disney movies mostly, where a woman who has a couple of kids, you know, your basic single mother, and the husband's died at war, or he left the family or something, and there's this really dashing, handsome guy that marries her and, like, loves her kids and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know if you ever saw Erin Brockovich, but there's this next-door neighbor who's like a motorcycle tough guy, and he's really tough and all this, and she tells him right off the bat, just being nice to my kids isn't going to get you laid, but that's okay. And he basically, like, babysits them for, like, what seems like maybe a year or two, and he's picking them up from school, and he's doing all these things, and, like, reluctantly, after a long, long time, she finally sleeps with him, you know? But what women believe very often is that they're going to somehow reconstitute their family that didn't work out with the father of their children, and part of that process is getting rid of the father of the child. And that's what's called parental alienation. And you see it a lot. It's really terrible. And there are a lot of guys where the mother moves in with a new guy, tells the kids, this is your new father. That other guy, he's an asshole. He's stupid. He's an idiot. He doesn't make any money. All the normal complaints. And tries to kind of push him out of the picture. And, you know, this is a funny thing, Tom, because you were talking about a couple of times we mentioned the thing about UPS and people going and getting forms at the UPS store.
Yes.
And there's also something even more interesting which people try to do, which is at a lot of the courthouses, if not all of them, certainly in Los Angeles and some of the other big counties, they have what's called a self-help center. And people go there and get the forms filled out for them to file stuff in court, either at, you know, no charge or extremely low price. But, you know, the people that are helping you do that are just volunteers. They're not lawyers. And people really believe that it's the forms that count. And the paperwork is crucial, but your paperwork is going to look like shit to a judge, okay? But then the second part is not just what you file, but when you go into court, there are all these rules and deadlines and all these nomenclatures. It's like a language all its own. And the judge is not this friendly old man who's, you know, taking an interest in your case. As we've discussed many times, the judges are very tough. They're businesslike. They've got a lot of cases to zip through. And people think that, you know, somehow if they can get the papers and they can get them in, they can somehow pull it off. And it's astonishing because although the courts are meant to protect children's rights and so forth, that's actually something that is very peripheral. And that ends up being something that gets set aside a lot of the time. And I'll give you a good example. There are a lot of guys that call me that have children with a woman and have never gone to court. And they've just had this little informal agreement where they see the kid on the weekends or whatever. And again, like I said, this thing about the woman doing alienation, the woman will meet a new guy, she'll hook up with him, and he'll want to move to another state, or he doesn't want her seeing the father anymore, or he wants to be the father, or she wants him to be the father. And all of a sudden, they cut the guy off, which is the natural father. They cut him off, and he doesn't have any legal rights because they never filed anything. They never did anything legally. And so now the mother is telling the child, the new guy is your father, that other guy's a jerk, and there's really nothing that the guy can do about it. And by the time they contact me, a lot of times they've already moved to another state. It's very much entrenched. It ends up being very serious and problematic for them. And people don't realize, I think this is such a madness, Tom, but I think it's something that women literally can't help doing. It's something that they're hardwired. I think that they believe that they own their children, they can do whatever they want, and that they're the boss. I have this one case now where the woman is getting along relatively okay with the father of the child, who's my client, until very recently, after years of fairly okay, and he has a new girlfriend now. And she is absolutely hysterical that she does not want his bitch near her kid, you know? And she's just throwing tantrums and screaming and carrying on. And at how it goes now, and I've told you this before, Tom, she goes to the courthouse. She doesn't have any money, so they put her into the free thing, which is getting a restraining order. And she goes to the court, and she cries and tells a good story. And they gave her a restraining order, and now my guy literally can't see his kid at all. And for a woman, that's perfectly justified. I have talked to them so many times in court and on the phone and so forth, and I call them and I say, look, you know, you've got to share the child with my client. He's the father of the child. And they literally say, not anymore, he isn't. No, I don't. That's my baby. I can do what I want. And I've seen how they really believe that, which is just amazing to me.
Don't they believe that? Because frequently that's the way it ends up being, for all intents and purposes.
Well, only if the guy doesn't do something about it. The guy has to stand up. And these guys, Tom, I don't know how to do this. I wish we could have like a little mini cam or something, like Gary and I going on location or whatever.
Yeah.
It's really swimming with the sharks. It really is. Someone was telling me about Australia, that in the waters in Australia, there's crocodiles everywhere, you know, and people live in beautiful communities like what we would consider Malibu. But if you went into the water, you'd get eaten by a crocodile, you know. And I see every time I go to court, guys, particularly guys, I don't know what it is, some male macho stupidity, but guys that go to court without a lawyer, they figure they're going to get a fair shake, and they get fucked. And you know who calls me now, Tom, constantly? And this is, you know, of course, because of the show. Guys that have just gone to court. So in other words, instead of calling me and hiring me to go to court, you know, with them a few weeks before court, I get a guy and he starts talking to me about his case, and it turns out that he went to court that morning or the day before. And I'm like, Jesus, you went to court this morning? He goes, yeah. I say, what happens? He goes, I don't know. I got screwed. I can't believe it. I thought I was going to win. And he tells me the story of, you know, how he approached it, and he faxes me his papers, which are garbage. And he says, you know, the judge didn't even listen to me. I couldn't even talk, you know, and they just railroaded me.
But that's like the guys who call in and say that the pull-out method's been working great for them.
I knew a guy, Tom, you want to talk about pull-out method. I knew a guy years ago who had been with his girlfriend for 2 years, having unprotected sex with her the whole time. Now, we're not talking pull-out. We're talking nothing. And he said to me, hey, man, she hasn't gotten pregnant in 2 years. I don't think she can get pregnant. And I said, man, you're just fucking stupid. You're just lucky. What's wrong with you? And a few months later, she got pregnant with twins, by the way. Wasn't he surprised? But it's like, you know, what's the word? The thing what you talk about, like a tsunami or something washing over your life? It's like, well, it hasn't happened to me yet.
Wash over you like a tsunami or a tidal wave, yeah.
Yeah, but it hasn't happened to me yet, so I don't think it's gonna, you know? I mean, hell, she hasn't gotten pregnant. It's been 2 years. I mean, you know, I must be sterile. Oh, that's nice. Did you ever go to a doctor and get it checked? No. You know, maybe it was just the roll of the dice. I mean, you're really going to take your whole life and your future and all these different circumstances, your hopes and your dreams, and piss them away on a roll of the dice?
Well, it's like these guys I see on Maury all the time. Well, Maury, I was dating her for 2 years. I didn't get her pregnant the first 2 years, so I can't be the father.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, Tom, I watched a really classic Maury. They had it in segments on YouTube, you know? And it was this young boy and girl that were like 15 or 16, and they're all happy, and they're talking about they're going to have a baby. And basically, she's screeching this. I'm going to have a baby. And he's like, you know, happy and going along with her. And he's got this dumb look on his face because he's getting laid a lot, you know? And they literally followed up with them like a year later and then a year after that. And she had a baby and she fucking hated this guy. And he was saying he didn't think the baby was his. He was wishing it wasn't his. And they did a DNA test, and they show that it's his. And she couldn't have hated him more if she tried. She was cursing at him and screaming at him. And this was like, you know, super-duper love. And I was showing Gary a letter I have here. Maybe we'll post this somewhere. Where it's amazing. This dumb girl, let me tell you, she went through some kind of textbook or something. She's writing my client, who's her child's father, with real legalese. I don't know where these women, they learn these big words, you know? You're going to take responsibility, and you have a responsibility and a duty to abide by co-parenting agreements, and you must co-parent with me, and you're irresponsible, and blah, blah, blah. And she finishes the letter on and on about what a piece of shit my client is, and she finishes it with a link, which if you click it, lets you put in your credit card to pay child support. Okay?
What?
So can you imagine, it's like, you know, let's say I'm selling Ann Coulter dolls and I put a link at the bottom of the thing, you know, click here to order one, you know, and then it's like a Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal or something. This is exactly the same. She finishes the letter with, you fucking asshole, you're not giving me any money, and here's the link to make a payment, dickface. And puts a link that literally, if you click it, will take him directly to the child support department so that he can actually make a payment, you know, currently. Which, by the way, immediately hits this kind of an EBT card that she has, like a debit card. Okay? These women get really business smart, okay, when it comes to them and their needs and their desires, okay? And the guy, everything you ever talked about, Tom, with this human wallet and all that stuff,
yeah,
and the guy, to call you human wallet isn't even giving you the humanity. And I'll tell you something. I look in the face of these women, okay? They're scrunched up, hateful, and I say, this is still the father of your child. Fuck him. Okay? Well, he's paying you this money. He wants to see the kids on the weekend. I don't give a fuck what he wants. Okay? That's reality. And these guys are sitting with these sweet girls. And you had to see this girl on Maury. Oh, we're going to have a baby, and the baby's going to ride on a pony.
Ugh.
And I have all these baby clothes that I've been saving. We're so excited. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to dress the baby. You should have seen her 2 years later. She's scrunched, pissed off. She's put on 150 pounds. She cut her.
Say that.
She's huge, Tom. She's all of 17 years old. She cut her hair short. And she is screaming every curse in this guy's face that you could possibly, and he looks so bowled over, he doesn't even know what hit him, okay? And Maury's saying to her, he's still the father of your child. This is after the DNA test, you know? He goes, he is the father of your child. You're going to have to give him a chance to, like, you know, get to know your child and to try to work things out. No way, Maury. I'm going to make sure he never sees that child. I'm going to tell the child what a piece of shit he is so that he hates his father. Okay?
Yep.
Isn't that nice?
Yep. It's what I warn the guys about. I mean, it's everything I say, point by point.
Now, I tell these women, and I mean, it's the craziest thing talking to them. A lot of them come to court unrepresented, so I can talk to them. And I say, you know, he is the father of your child, and she, you know, she's cursing him. I say, can you hold that a second? Let's talk a second. Do you realize that by insulting your child's father to your child, as your child gets older and wants to know who his father is, and the fact that you've built up this thing, you're going to cause your child to have so many problems. These women always say they love their child, they're so beautiful baby, they love their baby so much, you know? So I say, if you really love your child, you don't want to make your child need therapy for the rest of its life and having all these issues in terms of his self-identity, in terms of, you know, defending you and mom against his father, who he also is supposed to love and have a relationship with. And they're so short-sighted, they cannot see that. They're so filled with hatred and anger. And I think this thing that you talked about, Tom, where a woman dreams of, you know, as a child, marrying Prince Charming, and when she realizes, quote unquote, that she's blown her wad on this guy that she sees as a loser, and you know, he's sitting there across the table scratching his balls or whatever, and he's not Prince Charming, okay? She's so angry. And what's fascinating about female psychology is she could never blame herself. She has to blame him. And so here's a girl at 17 years old who knows that she's washed up. She knows she's a single mother. She knows she's never going to get the millionaire and the billionaire. And she's looking at this loser who isn't even finishing high school. And she's screaming at him, how come he's not more successful and rich and all the other bullshit that she wanted. And the only person she's angry at and taking it out on is him. Now, aside from everything you talked about with condoms and responsibility and wanting to be financially successful and everything else in life, who the fuck needs that? Forget about money. I'm going to put all the money down the toilet, okay? this woman that you're bound to because you have a child with her. And every time you want to talk to the child or see the child for the rest of your life, you're going to have this furious, cursing, angry bitch in your face. Okay? Isn't that a curse enough? By the way, Tom, there are plenty of rich guys who have to deal with that. Okay? I've heard of many a celebrity that has pissed off ex-wife that, you know, they can't even sit at a table during the kid's graduation or whatever. They can't even pull the car in front of the house to pick up the kids or just be even, like, diplomatic and civil towards one another, you know? Can you imagine being worth hundreds of millions of dollars and you go see your kids and this woman is spitting at you and telling you you're a piece of shit for the rest of your life? Isn't that a curse? How much more cursed can you be?
Oh, yeah.
Even if you want to have kids, for God's sake.
Yep. But some guys can't see beyond tonight's pussy. And so they let themselves get into these situations. I talk to them, as you know. I talk to them every day. Every day.
What really happens is that, you know, when somebody loves you, it really means a lot. And a woman who plays that game with you, who gives you the sell job, who, like we've said so many times, is giving you the free samples like at Costco, it's very hard to imagine having that woman sitting across from you in a deposition. You know what I mean? This woman that loves you and she's, you know, rubbing your back and blowing you and doing your laundry and you know, trying to make you happy all the time. You can't see a couple years forward that she ends up being like the bitterest of enemies, you know, and that she's looking to cut your throat. It's very hard for that. And I'll tell you, Tom, I have guys that have been served with papers and they say to me, oh, it's not my wife. It's not my wife. It's her mother. It's her lawyer. You know, she would never do this to me. And I'm like, dude, here's her freaking signature on the papers, for God's sake.
Right?
Get with reality. And they tell me, no, just why don't you just call and just give her everything I have. Just tell her she can have anything she wants because I love her still and I don't want to fight. And there's some kind of purity. It's weird. As much as you talk about, you know, men and women and so forth, women on some level are much tougher fighters. And women are much more attuned to what's going on. And they know when a relationship is over, and they know that it's never going back, and then they hold back nothing. Guys are always restrained because they're always like, somehow we're going to work it out, and now I'm still going to get to fuck her, and we're going to be back together, and she still loves me, and I know it's, you know, it comes up with some bullshit that her lawyer's doing it or whatever. And I have a couple of cases where the husband is still talking to the wife. Get this. So they're still talking on the phone and communicating. So her lawyer is sticking it to us. And I say to the guy, stop talking to her. Her lawyer is killing us and using the things you're saying against us. And he tells me, yeah, she said that her lawyer's out of control. You know, her lawyer's crazy and doesn't listen to her. Now, it's elemental that her lawyer is doing what she wants done. But the guy is imagining that somehow she's still a sweetheart and she's not really in control and she's not sticking it to him. It's this out-of-control lawyer that she can't fire, you know? It's just bullshit.
Right. Yep.
Guys really believe it, Tom. I have this conversation more than you think.
I tell them, sample the chimichangas, but just don't buy any.
I think that one of the reasons that women are so inclined to have children and want it so badly is because I think it gives them that control and that power to always have it over the guy, to always lord it over the guy, that they can always fuck with him, they can always say things to the kids. I mean, according to the law, you're not supposed to discuss the case with the kids, and you're not supposed to disparage the other parent and all these other things, right? And I have case after case where the husband, whatever, had an affair, okay? And now the case is going on, and he's trying to avoid paying alimony. And the children, who are 10 years old, 12 years old, mother is showing them the court paperwork, saying to them, your father fucked around on us. Your father's a piece of shit and won't give me money. Your father's horrible lawyer, Adam Sachs, is being cruel to me at a deposition and humiliating me, okay? And this is something that is never supposed to happen. And the woman is so narcissistic and in her own world that as long as it turns her on and makes her feel good and she's getting her rocks off, turning the kids against the father, she's going to do it no matter what the court tells her. I think that's unbelievable self-interest. Sick.
And in most cases, who's going to enforce that?
The craziness of it is, Tom, is that we still have a big element of the motherhood and apple pie thing. I have a case that's going on right now where the mother came to the house on Halloween with the trick-or-treaters coming by and went batshit in the front lawn outdoors with lots of witnesses and started punching people and pushing people. And when the police came, they arrested the guy, my client. Okay? And it's like a societal thing. It's a programmed thing. It's this idea that women are flowers and need to be protected, and the guy is the big bad wolf. And when guys think they're going to get a fair shake, it's very tough going, because those are very deeply ingrained things. And when I say to the court, this woman is crazy and she's alienating the kids against their father, you know, especially if the woman's attractive, Tom, and she sits there with her little doe eyes and she blinks and she, like, bats her eyes and looks at the court and says, I don't know why Mr. Sachs is saying all these mean things about me, you know? That works, Tom. I hate to say it, but that often works.
All right, we'll take a break here, and we will come back. We've got callers, and we want to get to them. For our guest, he's here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Attorney Adam Sachs is here to talk about family law this week. He's here to talk about divorce, child support, child custody, vaginamony, which is what we call alimony around here, prenuptial agreements, postnuptial agreements, even those damn restraining orders. If you fit into any of these categories, or you think you might soon fit into one of these categories, you can call us right now here with your questions. It's free legal advice for you. You can talk to Adam directly by calling this number. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. You can call us right now at 901-3000-8. 6-6.
Listen to an entire year of internet broadcast history now at PremiumTom.com. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Let's talk about DraftKings. You know, I'm hearing that Tom Likas listeners won serious money this past weekend at DraftKings.com. Gotta love that. DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football league. You know, you need to check them out right now, because DraftKings takes watching football to a whole new level. Now you can win instant cash every week, every game. The difference is DraftKings is one-week fantasy football, so no season-long commitments, no being stuck with the same players, just instant cash and instant gratification. We love instant gratification, don't we, boys? You know we do. Now, they tell me one guy won $100,000 his very first time. $100,000 on day one. Right now, Tom Likas listeners get up to $600 free. Use promo code TOM101. And for every dollar you deposit, DraftKings will match it up to $600. That's $600 totally free. Now, hurry. This is an amazing limited-time offer. Did you hear what I said? Every dollar you deposit, DraftKings will match it up to $600. Enter Tom101 today at DraftKings.com. Got that? DraftKings.com.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Dino loses a precious limb after zipping his cock up in his overalls. Retard attempts to remove it with a hunting knife, and shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid, they're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Devin Bronson has dropped in here to the studio. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thanks for having me.
Now, you've been on the road. Tell us about some of the acts you work with.
Well, I've been touring extensively for the last 10 years. I just got back from a tour with Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. I've worked with Avril Lavigne, pretty much anybody in the pop music business, so it's been a blast.
Now, people have seen your name on our Twitter feed, and they've seen you around. You are the man behind the Black Box. What is the Black Box?
The Black Box was an idea I had. I remember being on tour with David Cook from American Idol, and I was looking for something to listen to music backstage at a show, that kick butt that was loud. And I couldn't find it. So a mutual friend who's in the audio industry, we started talking about it, and this did not exist. A rock and roll kind of themed audio brand that was loud, kicked your ass, sounded great, played music the way you wanted it to sound.
It's got this great bass quality to it. It sounds like speakers at a concert.
That was our goal, and we offer 12-volt as well with it, so you can plug it into your car, if you take it to the beach, anything you want to do with it. But the goal was not to sacrifice any volume, any sound, any quality, and make something that just kicked ass.
It's the Black Box. You go to bnaudio.com, put in the promo code Tom. You're going to love the Black Box.
Hammer time.
It's Tom Likas Show. With divorce attorney Adam Sachs and your calls at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-866. Adam is just up the road a piece from me here in Pismo Beach on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
All right.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, great first
Adam,
name
are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Absolutely. What's up, Adam?
Yes.
Hey, I'm just calling because I'm kind of not really freaking out, but just a little concerned. I've been doing everything the right way, doing the Likas 101 thing, very successful. And but I did get a call from the county of Kern,
uh-oh,
where I live. And
yeah,
they had left a voicemail saying that they wanted to talk to me. And I'm always on the road. As you can see, I'm in Pismo, and I travel from all up and down the Central Coast to all the way to San Diego, so I'm hardly ever home. So by the time I got to a month later, I think I got another call saying that they wanted to know, the county out in Bakersfield wanted to know if I knew a certain name of a woman, because there's a five-year-old kid involved, and the woman had gave my name, and my name, my first name is Adam, but my last name is very rare, so they looked at me to begin with, and I called and I told them that no, I don't know who you're talking about.
So, is that true? You really don't?
No, yeah, I really don't. So what happened was they called me. I called them again, and I went down to the building, and they said that they were going to show me a picture. And I think they just wanted to see how I looked, because apparently the five-year-old kid is in foster care, and the mom is in and out of jail.
Great.
And they gave me a picture of what she looked like, and I seriously don't know who she is.
All right, well, you know, Adam, the bad news, and Tom talked about this a few times, there actually was an interview at one point with the district attorney of Los Angeles, and they said to him, you know, isn't it true that some of the guys that you're collecting child support from are not even the fathers of the kids? And he replied, well, I don't care as long as we're getting support for the kids. Remember that one, Tom? So,
of course,
just
he said it was all about the best interest of the kids. That's all he cared.
Best interest of the kids, yeah. So the problem, Adam, is that you know, you're dealing with these guys. You're going in without a lawyer. You're chit chatting with them, but their attitude is as long as someone pays. And if your name is a bit unusual, they may think that you're lying, and they may start garnishing your wages, even though you're telling them that you're not the father of the kid. And the problem is that there's a certain point that passes in terms of time that you are no longer able to dispute being the father of the kid. This is pretty unbelievable, but it's true.
What the lady had told me was if I didn't answer the last call that she had given me, she was going to send paperwork to my home address and basically have a summons to do a DNA test to make sure her excuse was that they just wanted to find the father.
No,
of
see,
the kid.
That's nonsense. If they were really looking for the father, why would they be pursuing you? It's what police say. Police talk like this. Police will say, oh, you know, we want you to come in so we can clear your name. And we want you to clear your name and settle things up. And people fall for that. That's bullshit, okay? You need to have a lawyer deal with this. You don't talk to these people ever again, okay? What they're trying to do is put someone on the hook. And particularly, I don't know your name, but you said it's an unusual name. They are convinced that they've got the guy. And when you're saying you don't know and you weren't there and you don't know the woman, they're going, yeah, bullshit, Okay.
I can swear to you that okay. I've never seen this woman before.
I understand. I'm not.
And I've told them that I do know maybe two people in this area that
Adam,
have the same name as me.
Listen, I'm not doubting you. Okay, you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. Just the fact that you're telling the truth is not enough. The way the world works now, and it's this thing that I was talking about that Garcetti said as the district attorney of Los Angeles, is as long as they have someone to pay, they don't care. And if they can get you past the statutory limits, then even after you prove it's not your child, you'll still be paying until the kid's 18. Okay? So don't fool around if you're playing with matches. Okay? You've got to get yourself a lawyer, and I'll be happy to help you fix it up. But
would
it's
you
much
be
more
my lawyer?
Absolutely, but it's much more threatening than you realize. And even this thing that you're doing, and guys don't realize this, okay? You can't just chit-chat with these people. The idea of coming in and talking to them and signing the paper and working it out is not what's going to happen, okay? They're more convinced than ever. And this woman telling you that the county is willing to spend thousands of dollars on a DNA test means that she's pretty fucking sure that you're the father, okay?
Okay.
And so the idea that somehow you're going to square this away is not so simple as you think. Okay, and you wouldn't want to have anything to do with this woman. You're innocent. Why should you have to give a DNA test? Isn't the burden on them? I mean, think about how this works now. A woman writes down the names of three or four different men that might be the father of the child, and the county, the actual government of the United States and the government of California, whatever state, goes after people on the say-so of some chick? It's unbelievable. Just think about how flimsy that is. That would be impossible in any other area of law. But a woman can lie to a man, have a baby, and then write the richest men that she knows on the list of who the father might be. And these guys are going to get hassled till kingdom come. It's sick.
By the way, they don't read you your Miranda rights unless you're arrested, Adam.
It's not
so,
a criminal matter,
have you ever heard this phrase? And, you know, anything you say can and will be used against you
goddamn
in a court
right.
of law. Have you ever heard that?
That's never more true than in family law.
So my next step would be to get a lawyer and not answer any.
No, it should have been your last step. It should have been your step 10 steps ago.
Yeah, no kidding.
But yes, you should hire a lawyer, by all means.
What ends up happening, Tom, is that these guys lose their driver's licenses. They can't get a passport. Their bank account gets frozen. They go to get their paycheck, and half of it's been garnished. And then they call me.
By the way, that's a great way to help guys pay their child supports, take away their business professional
licenses. Oh, hell
licenses,
yeah. That's right.
Take away their driver's license.
That'll teach you.
How in the world can how do you earn a living in California without a driver's license?
Yeah. So what they're saying is, fuck you, right? We're glad if you lose your
right?
job. And then, by the way, I talk to guys who've lost their job, who don't have a driver's license. The arrearages go to $100,000 plus interest at a very high interest rate, much more than banks pay or charge. It's a legal rate, which is like 10%. Okay. And then the guy owes $100,000, $110,000, $140,000. How is he ever going to get out of it?
So my question to you is, can I call you and give you all the
sure,
contact information
course.
That was given to me?
I'll be happy to help you. Call me after the show. No problem.
I really
all right, Adam, hang on. I'll put you on with Dean J. D'Amelio, and he will hook you guys up, okay?
Glad to see, Tom. It's very
Adam,
instructive,
thank
you know? Think about what he's saying. I mean, it's very natural, right? If you get a bill, Tom, like, for example, I don't know, some service you don't use. I think, aren't you a Verizon guy? With your
well,
phone
I was.
You're
I
a Sprint
got rid of
guy.
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I'm a Sprint guy
okay.
with my cell phone, yeah.
If you got a bill right now in the mail from T-Mobile, right? And it's Tom Likas, blah, blah, T-Mobile, and it's $100, right? You'd say, oh, this is crazy. You'd rip it open. You'd call the 800 number, and you'd say to T-Mobile, hey, you guys, this couldn't be me. It doesn't make sense. I don't have T-Mobile service. And that would be the end of it, right? I mean, that just kind of makes
it
sense.
It would be.
Well,
yes.
This seems like the same thing. You get a letter in the mail, or you get hit with a subpoena, and it says something. You know, you get served with papers. You know what the hell they are. And they say, you're the father of Joe Blow. And you go, I don't know who this kid is. I don't know who the mother is. That doesn't make any sense. And there's an 800 number. So you call it, and you get on the phone, and you say, hey, that's not my kid. That's crazy, whatever. And they say, oh, that's cool. Don't worry about it then. Okay? And meanwhile, every single thing you said has been recorded and written down, and it's all going to be used against you because they're going to presume that you're the parent because they've already decided it before you got the letter on the say-so
right.
of some bitch, okay? And the fact that she's
right.
a mental case and she's in a mental hospital and the kid is in foster care, well, that doesn't matter at all, okay? Her say-so, okay, that she fucked you and God knows how many other guys that month, doesn't matter. She's goddamn sure. Remember these the woman on Maury? I'm 1,000,000,000% sure, Maury. Yeah?
Right?
That's what she says to the worker at the district attorney.
110%, 1,000%, 1,000,000%, 1,000,000,000%. The more sure they are, the more likely it is the guy is not the father.
You know, my favorite thing is, and you have to explain this to me, Tom, in female psychology again, that when Maury says, you know, he's not the father, and the woman is humiliated, she realizes that she, you know, her lie has been exposed, which, by the way, before 20 years ago was never possible in history. Okay? Science has betrayed women, okay? So anyway, she finds out that the guy that she's been accusing is not the father. She runs backstage. She's hysterically crying, and everyone is running to comfort her. They're all hugging her and calming her down. And, oh, there, you poor thing. This cunt, this bitch has been lying to the child, lying to the man, doing fraud. She should go to prison. I think it's a criminal offense normally to defraud someone, isn't it?
I thought so.
Here she's crying. And
but you know that paternity fraud is legal.
Yeah.
Paternity fraud is legal. And remember that one of the people who actually challenged a case based on what he called paternity fraud was that Frank Serpico, who they made the movie about in the 70s.
Well, his was complicated.
Played by Al Pacino.
He said...
It
wasn't exactly paternity fraud. What happened in that case was the classic thing where she told him that she was using the birth control pill. We studied that case in law school, by the way. And she told him she was on the pill, and she had a baby, of course, got pregnant, and he said that, you know, she defrauded him, and needless to say, he did not prevail.
But isn't it interesting, let me give you another example of a case, that we've heard of cases like this, okay? Let's say you're having sex with a woman, and she says to you, are you safe? Are you clean? Do you have any diseases?
Yeah, I'm clean.
And you say no.
She can sue you, by the way. For giving her herpes or whatever.
But that's my point. She can sue me if I lie and she has sex with me without protection. She can sue me. But if I say, are you on the pill? And she says, oh, absolutely I am. But she's not. I have no recourse.
Yeah, that's because she's a precious little virginal flower, Tom, and she needs to be protected from herself.
Unbelievable. I will take a break here. We're going to come back with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. More of your phone calls coming up. Our telephone number, as usual, is 901-3000-TOM. You can call right now and talk to Adam at 901-3000-TOM. It's free legal advice for you in this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Call 901-3000-866.
Storming halls, breaking walls, and busting balls. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlow Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlow. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965, big fans of our show. And they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlow got the job done. Quick, easy, total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlow. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow, COSTLO.
We're here with Dr. Skanky Poon. He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
So, you heard the dime. Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny bonus.
Doer, faster, harder. New Normal Rock.
Hey, P1s. Our show and our company, The New Normal, are one big experiment. And whether we continue into the future depends on whether we can generate enough revenue to pay our guys and our various expenses. One painless way you can help to guarantee that we'll be here is to use the Amazon.com link at blowmeuptom.com or on our Facebook page. Now, we don't ask you to buy anything you don't want or need. By clicking on our Amazon link, you'll get the same low Amazon prices you always get. And Amazon will look exactly the same to you. But the new normal gets credit every time you visit Amazon through our link. By using the Amazon link at blowmeuptom.com, you can get computers, electronics, games, clothing, just about anything, even groceries, at ridiculously low prices. And the revenue we get from Amazon helps us to keep the number of commercials to a reasonable level. Do it while you're thinking about it. Go to blowmeuptom.com or the Tom Likas Show Facebook page and click on our Amazon links to do your Amazon shopping. And pass our link along to your friends. The Amazon.com link from blowmeuptom.com.
Hammer time!
The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, that's where Attorney Adam Sachs is sitting, along with Gary Pino, Mike Jensen, and the New Normal Radio Ranch in Norman, Santa Barbara County. The Tom Likas Show rolls on here. There's bonus hour answering your questions. It's free legal advice from our guest, Adam Sachs. Before we run out of time here, Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you.
Well, I definitely answer my own phone. You can call me toll-free at 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. And send me an email at adam@adamlawyer.com or check my website, adamlawyer.com.
There we go. And we continue with Vic in Tempe. Vic, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Tom. Hey, Adam. How you doing?
How you doing? What's going on?
Well, you know what? I'm the classic case for all the horror stories you're talking about.
Oh, dear.
My divorce started in 03. The divorce
is
over. Been a custody battle. As a matter of fact, I'm going to... going to court at the end of this month.
What, 10 years later?
10 years later. And I have had three different lawyers.
Oh, God.
And, first one was a heavy drunk. I don't know if he knew Tom or not, but...
I hope not.
I could smell booze on his breath all the time.
Oh, dear.
The second one got me... of course, my ex-wife, you know, hit me with the restraining order. We just bought a new house so she can clean everything out for her and her new boyfriend.
Classic.
And so then I hired an attorney so I can see my kid. We had to go through the family court advisor, supervised visitation,
et cetera.
And I found those people. It's like a little clan that you know, they keep sending each other business.
It's a cottage industry. There's no doubt about it.
Yes. My problem is I'm self-employed. I've got some rental properties. You know, the economy's pretty tight. My business has gone way down. I can't keep up with my child support, my payments. I have tenants which have moved out and vacancies, and I've lost a couple properties.
See, one of the crazy things about child support, and this is really true when it was like the mortgage boom, you know, there were a lot of guys that were making, you know, huge amounts of money when the economy was booming, and child support was calculated on that. And then if your income drops off significantly, as far as the courts are concerned, the order's the order. So you don't pay it, you're a deadbeat father, and they'll start, you know, going after you and so forth. And not paying is serious. It's contempt of court. You're ignoring a court order. So it's very important that you go back and get the orders reduced, you know, and that's hard to do, of course.
I tried that last year, and they actually raised it.
Oh, God.
See,
guys have to understand what hell they're in for. Think about a divorce going on for 10 years. Tom, you're talking about being productive in your life and having enough money to buy a nice place and everything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Think about pissing away. Forget the money. It's huge money. But forget the money. Just dealing with it for 10 fucking years. And I know guys that have divorces going on even longer.
Yeah, it's a real pain because it cripples me whenever I get a letter from the court.
Yeah, it's sickening.
Or her attorney, you know, it like takes me a day or two just to like settle down emotionally.
Right, of course.
You know, so I'm stuck between a rock and a hard spot. I can't afford an attorney because they all want this money up front.
You're unrepresented now.
I'm unrepresented, yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that. When you said like last year, you said you tried to get it reduced and it was increased. You did that without a lawyer?
You know what? I went in with a lawyer, and she was a new attorney.
You used a woman lawyer?
I used a woman lawyer. I used two men, and then I thought I'd try and switch with a woman.
Oh, dude. What, fresh out of law school?
Pretty much. I would say so.
Jesus, dude.
You know, she just started her own practice.
You got to use your common sense. I mean, you know, if she's inexperienced, plus a woman, Jesus. And it's like the time you use that alcoholic guy. I mean, that should have been the biggest red flag in the universe, you know? The guy stunk of drinks, and this girl doesn't know what the fuck she's doing. She just got out of law school 6 months ago. You don't want to be the one she's experimenting on.
Yeah, well, I found that to be very true. You know, so and I have to say, a lot of the horror stories that you say, I mean, I'm living them.
Yeah.
And you know, for all the other guys out there, you know, get with a good lawyer. And it sounds, I wish you were in Arizona.
I do practice in Arizona. I'm licensed in Arizona. But you know, it's the best thing that I can say in terms of your situation, and applies to the other guys who are listening. You know, even if you're messed up financially, I do try to work with people. I try to come up with some kind of a payment plan. As long as I know you're working with me and you're paying me something every month, you know, I'll take your case. I'll do the best I can with you. But, you know, you're really between a rock and a hard place, and I got to be honest with you. You've done some really shady, stupid, sketchy kind of things. This drunk lawyer, that's crazy. A woman lawyer is crazy. A brand new lawyer is crazy. You got to really look at what you're doing and say, you know, who's this person I'm sitting in court with? Is it someone I respect? Is it someone who knows what they're doing? Or is it just bullshit, you know? I mean, I have people that say, you know, sometimes that I'm too nasty or I'm too hostile, and it's like, well, would you like a lawyer that's like a cream puff and like treats everyone great and doesn't push for you in court? You know, you want someone that's nasty. Sorry?
That was my second attorney.
I mean, a lot of people say, you know, you get a real smiling, nice guy. That's great, but does he know what he's doing? Is he going to go kick some ass for you? See what I mean?
He was against kicking ass.
Oh, I think
this
is the choice of an attorney.
Well,
there's time for that, and I do some of that. But I mean, you know, you have to really think about it. It's a very important decision, you know, who you're going to have represent you. And if you got this cream puff nice guy that everyone thinks is a real nice guy, the other lawyer is going to bend him over, you know.
Vic, I'm going to put you on hold with Dean, and he's going to hook you up with Adam.
Cool.
And we'll see what happens.
Vic,
thank you for the call.
Heartbreak.
I know. So many of these. Tim in Northridge, you're on the Tom Likas Show with divorce attorney Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hello, Adam. How are you tonight?
Hey, Tim. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. And Tom, Professor, all sort of ties in. It's just amazing. Listening to your show yesterday about the people that you need to analyze, listening to the theory that you have about men taking control and having their own kids. My story is not unlike that other guy's, you know. 2.5 years after I had a tough divorce, and I had a 37% custody with my two girls, my ex fell in love with the guy 7 years younger, wasn't a dad, and didn't have a great job, but all of a sudden, I was the one that was going to be replaced, just like Adam was talking
about.
That's
parental alienation, man. That's not a joke.
Completely. I was a complete past victim. Now, here's the catch. Not only did the things happen like that guy was talking about, where I am still paying child support based on my much higher income back, you know, 12 years ago, before 9/11 even. I was really kicking ass for 15 years. Anything I wanted to do, just did it with ease. Top of the game, golden boy. But what happened was, when I got divorced, I got a couple of kicks down emotionally, and it started to affect my performance. And when I got my kids taken away, it's been a complete challenge ever since.
Of course.
To even come close. It's devastating. And to know that it's all based on lies, and then not see them.
Well, that suggests that men don't suffer emotionally, and of course they do.
oh, it's amazing the effect that it can have. So being limited after bullshit charges and fighting them in court and everything else, and we're talking tens of thousands of dollars that didn't have to be spent necessarily, but they were because of the scornful attitude. I saw my kids at every single event. But I also bought a house right down the street from where their mom was living with them, hoping that I was going to get this custody back. And, or at least the visitation that I used to have, where they'd spend a lot more time with me and weekends every other time and regular times during the week. Never happened. In 8 years of owning my house, my kids have never stayed with me unless I took them on vacation. That's heartbreaking, too.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean,
it's just amazing. So the thing about the holidays and how it all works out, these women, I hear the stories, and all I can do is equate that my gal, when I first met her, I never would have expected her to turn into this scornful, just agenda-based, alienating, expensive life draw. And it's there. It's amazing.
It's fascinating, and I was talking about this, as you know, at the top of the hour. I mean, you talk to guys, and they can't believe it's the same woman. Seriously. And it's like your brain is programmed in some way that, you know, this is the one you love, this is the one you spent your childhood with or your, you know, young life with in your 20s or whatever. And she turns into this person that you don't recognize. And the guys say to me, I can't believe she wrote, we read the thing and they go, the declaration, and they go, I can't believe she wrote this. Her lawyer must have written this. And I'm like, dude, she signed it, man. This is what she thinks. And guys just can't square with that. And the idea in particular of depriving you that you haven't had your kids sleep over and all this other bullshit, why would she want to do that? Why? What pleasure could she get out of that? What vicious revenge? And then the guys always say to me, why does she hate me so much? Why is it so vicious? And that's just got to be, as I said, I don't think that's something that women even have control over. I think that's the nature of woman, period. I think that they are very, very likely to turn on the man they have children with and to find him inadequate in every way.
Tim, hey, thanks a lot for the call. Adam Sachs is here every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time live, excuse me, Pacific Time live, 9 p.m. Eastern Time live. So 1 week from right now, if you're listening live, you can hear Adam again. Next week he'll be here to talk about criminal law and some of the things he can do for you. It's all coming up 1 week from right now. The Tom Likas Show, you hear us every day at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
You know what you want. This is the show that tells you how to get it. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary, he's Dean.
Better believe it.
Brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com, click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beards.
Yay.
Beer Magazine. New survey shows that women would choose me time, over sex.
Right, because they don't like sex. Right. Of course they would.
Out of 500 women polled by Celestial Seasonings, you know, people that make, like, tea and shit?
Right.
76% would choose me time over sex.
Yeah, let me tell you something. That Darjeeling's a nice tea, but you don't need to pick that over sex. That's ridiculous. Earl Grey is a nice dude, but, you know, let's be smart here.
42% of respondents reported having less than an hour of me time each day. What the fuck is me time, exactly?
Well, hopefully it's, you know, some sex, but it never is. And that's his problem. That's the bad part.
75% of women have told white lies, like saying they're sick, or already have plans in order to work some me time into their day.
Yeah, it's just a sign of being selfish.
Look, I think as dudes, you learned something from this. Chicks don't want you around all the time. Stop
which
hanging
is, by on. The way, which is fine.
Right.
That's
embrace
great.
That. You want me time? I'll give you 2 weeks.
Have at it. Well, no, because you got to pencil it. Hold on. Wait. They can't just disappear for 2 weeks. You need them.
No, that'd be nice. That'd be nice. Go ahead. Here's your fucking me time.
You need to have sex, and then you can go me time it
up. See you later. I'm going to go have some me time of my own.
Me too. I'm going to have some me too.
My me time's different than your me time. Let me tell you that.
You better believe it.
Fascinating study. Check this out. This is unbelievable. Apparently, when people are assured of anonymity.
Yes.
They are more to acknowledge that they've had same-sex experiences. You can understand that, right?
Sure.
So, you know.
You know why? Because it doesn't matter. Listen, you could cure cancer, but if you decide to blow some dude, you're forever known as the dude that blew some
right.
dude. Not that you cured cancer.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
But what's ironic, in the same study they found out, when people are assured of their anonymity,
yeah.
that they're more likely to express homophobic thoughts. So how do you...
Of course.
What the...
Of course. Because of the, listen, there's all kind of retribution if you say anti, you know,
right.
gay stuff. If you have anonymity, then you can say the truth. Yeah. I'm tired of these.
So it's like, one time in college I blew a dude. By the way, I hate those homos.
Like, oh, I didn't think it came from the same person. No, I thought that.
Well, I don't know, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's kind of ironic that they find out the two things in one study.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, anonymity really allows people to say exactly what they want to say without retribution, and I think you're going to hear the truth about a lot of things, and it wouldn't surprise me to hear some people that may have joined a poll or two or thing or five. And then also, people are, man, I'm so tired of these, you know, fruity dudes, man, I can't take it anymore. You're going to hear that. You're just going to hear that.
Jennifer,
I don't think it's coming from the same guy, by the way. I'm saying that the two different things here.
I think it's coming from the same dude.
All right.
And I bet he's got something, up his ass.
Well, he's...
Like, literally.
He did.
Like, he's sitting on, like,
he did.
A dildo or something.
And that's what he was admitting.
Calling
he did.
Homos.
He bought one of Jenna James'
right.
sex toys.
It smells delicious.
It's delightful. With the DNA.
Jennifer Lawrence gave an interview in which she says that it's part of the entertainment industry that sex sells, and for some disgusting reason, in her words, young sex sells even more.
Mm-hmm. Because who wants to see saggy tits? By the way, I love this Jennifer Lawrence. Okay. All of a sudden, there, Miss Hungry Games, you're going to sit there and you now...
Well, look, she's not saying that she's got a problem with it. In fact, she says to each their own
disgusting.
Whatever deal is, but she did call it
she
disgusting.
That made her entire career. I want her to be quiet.
She's embracing it, though.
Not really.
Yes.
She's saying it's disgusting.
Somebody
she needs to take it out of her... She needs to take the word disgusting out of that. And just say, you know, for
some disgusting reason, young
sex sells even more.
Yeah, she could have left disgusting out.
Right, but she should say, for some reason,
young... It's politically correct to say that it's disgusting.
Listen, she's cashing million-dollar checks because of young, disgusting, young sex that's sold on her back.
That's why she says to each their own, you know.
The next time she gets into that finely-tuned European sports car, she needs to think how she got there.
Right.
Shut her pie hole or open up your legs and be quiet.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Here's $15 of your stupid movie. I'm not going.
Couple of pick alerts for you. Actually, there's
Hungry
a vid alert of Avril Lavigne out there pushing up her boobs and stuff. Have you seen this?
No.
There's a little gif of it.
By
the
way, the
there.
Greatest part is the title of this is Watch Avril Lavigne Jiggle Her Boobs.
Right.
And you know damn well I'm
going to
watch
this. You think I wasn't going right for that?
And
check out the gif. That's all you need to see. You don't have to watch the video.
I can, if they have, if they're good enough, I can get past the whole Chad Kroeger thing. Oh, I guess I can.
It's not bad. I mean, they're not huge or anything. Thing, but they're, you know, they're not bad. By the way, this also brings up another pick alert. Miley Cyrus spray painted in some kind of video thing.
They look really good.
You think?
I know you believe that they're smallish, and they are. Yes. Nobody's saying that they're big. There's no question that they're not. But spray painted breasts are very nice, and hers happen to be
as they are
fit the bill. I mean,
they're actually bigger than I thought they were, considering what we've seen before.
They're smallish and they're perfect.
They may have added some extra layers on or something.
How?
You know?
This
paper mache.
No, get out of here. Paper mache.
They built their knockers.
Well, this is
come on, dude.
I'm gonna when she when.
All right.
Let me tell you
I'm gonna
something.
Come back there and paper mache you
like
up, and then you tell me it's not possible.
It is not possible.
It's a big knocker.
Possible. Let me just tell you, I'm gonna ask her when she appears on Mike Timpson's wrestling shows. The first time I'm gonna ask her, were your tits spray painted and have paper mache on
right.
them? Yay!
Okay.
Thank you.
See,
man.
That's what she'll say. There's plenty more at newsforguys.com. That's gonna do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino. Check out our podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every Friday. It's Gary and Dino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Let's talk about El Pollo Inca. El Pollo Inca restaurant in Gardena,
is owned by our P1 listener, Antonio Atoche, and his brothers. And they serve the best Peruvian food you'll find anywhere, including their famous pollo a la brasa, which is delicious rotisserie chicken. And that's just a start. They've got tons of amazing beef, chicken, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, and a friendly staff. Get their special chicken soup complimentary with every meal, and man, is it good. Plus, get this, the soup is all you can eat when you're dining in. El Pollo Inca, on West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, right on the 91, and where the 110, 405, and 91 meet. Check out their full bar, offering specialty drinks like their killer Pisco Sour, a signature Peruvian cocktail. And don't miss their hard-to-find Peruvian beers. They've got karaoke on Thursday nights, salsa dancing Friday through Sunday nights, even salsa classes if you want to learn. Get info at this number, 310-516-7378, or visit elpolloinca.com. El Pollo Inca, 1425 West Artesia Boulevard in Gardena, close to the 710 and minutes from the 605. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no excuses. Get your ass out to El Pollo Inca in Gardena.
This is the new normal.